This week, the FDA is expected to approve the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID booster shots for all adults. That means 10 million more people will be eligible. Right now, federal guidelines recommend boosters only for people who are over 65 or immunocompromised or at high risk of exposure. Still, at least 7 states already endorse boosters for all adults. So yeah, mixed messages. To help us figure this all out, let's talk again to Lena Wen. She's an ER doctor and professor at George Washington University's School of Public Health. And Dr. Wen, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to join you.
So let's just start with everyone's most pressing question. If I'm an adult under 65, no pre-existing conditions, should I get a booster shot?
If you're even asking the question, the answer is yes. And here's why. We know that immunity with the vaccines do wane over time. And we know that the immunity is actually beginning to wane not only against symptomatic infection, but also severe infection. We have seen also, based on data in Israel and here in the US, that a third dose is extremely protective. It restores that initial level of high protection. And so I guess the question is, why wouldn't we want to do this, especially as cases are rising around the country? Again, why would we not want to give ourselves the best chance for having protection coming into this winter? It's better for individual health, and it's also better mm-hmm. for public's health in reducing the level of COVID-19 spread too.
Now, let me ask you about the public messaging going out to all of us. I have a pre-existing condition and I got a booster, but my drugstore never asked me about that. So it seems they're just giving it out. There's a big gap between the messaging from the government and the reality out here, isn't there?
That's exactly right. And I actually think that that's the biggest thing that the FDA and CDC can be doing this week, which is to clarify that boosters are not just something that's a nice to have, that should be an option. But at this point, it is something that is quite essential for individual health and for the public's health. It is true that there has been only self-attestation, which I agree with, that people who want a booster should be able to get one. But as a result, we have huge equity issues, that people who know that they can skirt the rules have been able to get a booster versus other people who are more vulnerable actually haven't even known that they are eligible to get the booster. And so sending out the message that everybody should be getting a booster at this point ahead of a possible winter surge, that will help everyone, but in particular will also help to reduce rampant disparities that we've already seen to be quite significant over the course of the pandemic.
Yeah, a winter surge. We still have big pockets of unvaccinated people in the country. So are boosters going to be enough to turn around the surge that might be coming?
I don't think that boosters alone will be sufficient. I also think that we need to employ other tools, including rapid tests. Before people gather over the holidays, over Thanksgiving coming up, for example, it should be the norm that everybody getting together indoors gets a rapid test that helps to weed out those who may not know that they have COVID. Also, there are many jurisdictions, including here in Washington, D.C., that are removing mask mandates indoors. And I really think this is the wrong time to be doing that. We should be employing all of our tools. We should be looking at what's going on in Europe and the case surges that are happening there. Everybody should get a booster before the holidays if they are at least 6 months out.
Dr. Lena Wen teaches public health at George Washington University. Thanks, Dr. Wen, as always.